We've heard of dad bod, but how about dad brain? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Darby Saxby, professor in the psychology department at the University of Southern California, looks at how fatherhood can change the brain.
In recent decades, the hours per week that fathers spend in childcare have tripled in the United States. And it is known that children with involved fathers do better on a range of outcomes. But there is surprisingly little research on how fatherhood affects men. Does fatherhood reshape men's brains and bodies in ways that might motivate their parenting? In a recent study, our research group embarked on a unique international collaboration. We put two groups of first-time fathers, one group in Spain, one in California, into an MRI scanner twice, first during their partner's pregnancy and again after their baby was several months old. The study also included a control group of childless men in Spain. We found several significant differences in the brains of the fathers that did not emerge within the childless men. In both the Spanish and Californian samples, fathers showed decreased gray matter volume in cortical brain structures responsible for visual processing, attention, and empathy toward the baby. These new findings echo research on new mothers. In a study conducted by our collaborators in Spain, first-time mothers scanned before pregnancy and again shortly after birth also displayed brain volume decreases that were so clear an algorithm could tell the brains of mothers and non-mothers apart. Changes appeared in many of the same structures we observed in the new fathers. However, brain changes in our fathers were less pronounced than the mothers in this earlier study, about half the magnitude, and appeared more variable. Fathers' engagement in childcare may affect the plasticity of the fathering brain. More research is needed to tease out these questions and figure out how best to intervene with fathers who struggle to adjust to parenting.
That was Darby Saxby of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.